From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Barack Obama and John McCain are the projected winners in Wisconsin tonight. Washington State is still voting, and Hawaiians caucus today as well. John McCain spoke earlier tonight to supporters in Columbus, Ohio.
I promise you, I will wage a campaign with determination, passion, and the right ideas for strengthening our country that prove worthy of the honor and responsibility you have given me. My friends, I again want to commend Governor Huckabee, who has shown impressive grit and passion himself, and whom, though he remains my opponent, I have come to admire very much. Let's, Governor Huckabee.
We're waiting to hear from Senator Obama. Senator Obama racked up his ninth straight win, thwarting Senator Clinton's attempt to stop or at least slow his momentum. Each was battling for a boost going into two big showdowns coming up on March 4th in Texas, where Senator Obama is tonight, and in Ohio, where Senator Clinton is. We're joined now by Peggy Fekak. She's a deputy bureau chief in Austin for the Houston Chronicle and San Antonio Express News. She joins me from Austin. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, Texas is a big prize, a whopping 193 Democratic delegates. It sounds like the polls are tightening there.
It sounds like it. The last polls that we've seen still show Hillary Clinton ahead, but there certainly are a lot of supporters here for Barack Obama. And I understand he had a crowd of about 20,000 in Houston tonight, and so people certainly are turning out to see him.
You know, I'm almost afraid to ask you this question because the rules in Texas are so complicated that we might be sitting here talking about this until Wednesday. But if you could quickly explain how the primary and caucus system works in that state.
Sure. And it is terribly complicated, but I'll try not to sit here till Wednesday and tell you about it. There are 126 delegates that will be directly allocated by the primary results. There are another 67 who will be determined by caucuses, and those who are picked in the caucuses don't have to be influenced by the popular vote. They simply decide who they are going to support within the caucuses that begin after the primary vote, after the primaries are held.
The delegates are weighted toward regions that have traditionally had very high turnouts, places such as Houston, Dallas. Who does that help and who might that hurt?
Well, people seem to think that it could very well help Barack Obama, and here's why. The districts that have had good voter turnout in the past and so have more delegates for the taking are heavily urban African-American districts in Houston and Dallas. And Barack Obama has been doing well among black voters. In Hispanic districts where election turnout was low, there are fewer delegates who are at stake, and that's the group that Hillary Clinton has been supporting and where she believes she has strength.
Peggy Fekak is the deputy bureau chief in Austin for the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News. Thank you so much, Peggy.
Thank you.
Hillary Clinton is speaking to supporters now in Youngstown, Ohio. She's at the Cheney High School, and we're going to hear a little bit of what she had to say.
Tonight, I want to talk to you about the choice you have in this election and why that choice matters. It is about picking a president who relies not just on words, but on work, on hard work to get America back to work. That's our goal.
That was Hillary Clinton speaking at Cheney High School in Youngstown, Ohio. Barack Obama is speaking at this moment also at the Toyota Center in Houston. Let's hear what he has to say.
Three of my fellow members of Congress who are just great supporters, Congressman Al Green, Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson, and Congressman Chet Edwards, thank you so much. I want to thank all the wonderful faith leaders who are here, who gave me a little circle of prayer before coming out here today. I want to thank some wonderful union supporters, SEIU, in the House, the United Food and Commercial Workers, and the transport workers. Thank you so much for your wonderful support. Now, there's a little bit of business that we've got to do before we get into the main event. Early voting has started here in Texas. Early voting has started here in Texas, and so everybody has received one of these cards. And everybody knows that you can start voting today. And if you didn't vote today, you can start tomorrow or the next day or the day after that. But we have early voting in Texas. I don't want you to wait until March 4th. I want you to go ahead and start voting tomorrow here in Texas. You got February 19th until 29th to vote. And you can also vote on Election Day, March 4th. Now, I know this was explained to you. This is a little confusing. You're going to have to do two things for me now. Not only do you have to vote, and we would prefer you to vote early, but on Election Day, March 4th, you're going to have to attend the caucus at 7 p.m. to get us a few more delegates. Can everybody do that, Houston? Everybody going to do that?
That's Barack Obama speaking to supporters at the Toyota Center in Houston, joined here by Washington political editor Ron Elving. Ron, he's holding a ballot. We can see that on the television. He's talking about early voting. Obviously, he's learned something from the Clinton campaign, where they really got voters out early in California, obviously helped her there.
Big factor in her win in California. She was way ahead in the ballots that had been cast before they ever got to the actual voting day. Same thing in Florida. Another story where the candidates didn't all campaign and where the actual delegate distribution is in dispute, but where her success was largely due to getting those ballots in early by mail.
We've seen Barack Obama give a number of these victory speeches now in primary after primary. As you listen to him speak tonight, do you hear something differently than you did reaching way back to Iowa?
I heard a bit more of a smile just in the last several minutes, even while he was thanking congresspersons who were gathered in his name at this event and thanking the people who had prayed with him before he came on stage, and then beginning this process of explaining how you vote with the ballot. Through it all, there was a mischievous almost, or at least a sprightly kind of smile and twinkle in his eye that I've really not seen very often. He tends to be a highly serious mode speaker. Stern, does not smile a great deal, tends to almost glower at the audience and squint at the audience a great deal of the time. So there was just a little bit relieved tone, I think. He was glad to get out of Wisconsin, not just with a win, but with another resounding Virginia-style win.
Now, he's in Texas. Very quickly, Ron, before we say goodbye to you, how big a challenge does he have in Texas?
He needs to close the gap. He does not necessarily need to win. He needs to just get close enough that the delegate split between him and Hillary Clinton is a wash.
Thank you, Ron. That's NPR's Washington editor, Ron Elving.